Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Lisa Kilgore has a passion for whole foods and educating people about healthy eating habits. It is this passion that got her on television programs, TED Talks, cancer care centers, magazines, and airplanes. As a registered holistic nutritionist, Lisa breaks down the multitude of confusing information about food and nutrition into easily understandable little bite-sized pieces. In her practice in the Okanagan Valley, she has one-to-one consultations, workshops, and lectures. Lisa has been working in the health and wellness industry for 14 years, graduated from the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition with top honors, and is certified CSNN instructor. And she has been voted BC's favorite nutritionist. So welcome, Lisa. It's so nice to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me on, Kathy.
It's great. So after our month of indulging and eating whatever we want, what can we do now to give our digestive systems a little TLC?
A lot of people are dealing with some digestive issues. So you know you need to give some TLC if you're feeling bloated and gassy and just not right. Your energy might be low, your head might be foggy, and we do need to do a little bit extra at this time of the year. And it might be simply taking a digestive enzyme, bringing in a probiotic, or it might be cleaning up your diet a little bit and getting rid of those indulgences for a little while just to give your digestion a break.
Mm-hmm. And what do the enzymes do for us?
So one of the biggest questions I get is, when do I take a digestive enzyme and what about a probiotic? And so what digestive enzymes do is they literally help you digest and break down that food. So they're especially good for people who are dealing with bloating or food sensitivities or food allergies or just simply react to foods. When we eat the same thing over and over and over again, our pancreas isn't able to keep up and can't make the enzymes necessary, and so we become a bit deficient in them. Taking an enzyme simply comes in and helps our pancreas out, lets it rest a bit so then it can start doing its job properly again. So they're never forever, but they're really helpful tools in the middle of things.
Can we take too many enzymes or too much enzymes? There's a lot of different enzymes in those packages. What are we looking for?
Yeah, so those are really good questions, because the first answer is generally not, but sometimes. So when there are two different kinds of enzymes, there's pancreatic enzymes and plant-based enzymes. In general, you can't take too many plant-based digestive enzymes other than you won't need them, and so you're not going to really use them. Pancreatic enzymes, you may want to give yourself a break every once in a while, and the one you always want to take a break from is what's called bile salts or ox bile. And if you have a gallbladder and you're taking an enzyme that has ox bile in it, for over 6 months to a year, you'll want to give yourself a break because it can reduce the functioning of your gallbladder. But otherwise, in general, these are really safe to take. They can be taken long-term, but they don't always need to be taken long-term. I usually give it 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Lisa, if you don't have a gallbladder, are you okay just to stick with the bile salts?
If you don't have a gallbladder, you need the bile salt forever.
Forever. That
organ that's missing. Thank you, Kathy. That's a good point.
Okay, interesting. And probiotics, there's just such a wide variety out there. There's some that are like 10 million, some that are 50 billion. What are we looking for?
Great question, because there's so many really good probiotics out there. The very first thing you want to look for is a probiotic that works for you. In the first months of taking it, if you have even minor digestive symptoms, you should see a reduction in those. And if you've been on a probiotic longer, try a new one. As a general starting place, I like human strain, multi-strain probiotics. Those I tend to find work the best. And to me, what matters more is the strains than the potency. So, yeah, it might be 10 billion or 20 billion or 50 billion, but you can take 50 billion of strains that aren't really working for you or 10 billion of strains that are. So it's about the probiotic that works best. My favorite line is the Flora line because it does tend to work with my clients the best. But in general, use the probiotic that works for you.
And how do we feed those probiotics once they're in our system?
It's a really important thing because you're putting in like 10 or 50 billion, but you have to turn that into 100 trillion. And that only happens when you feed it. And research has found that the best foods possible to feed your gut bacteria and to create a beautiful ecosystem are plant-based fibers, things like fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts and seeds and beans. And you need a variety of these. So if you eat a lot of fiber but always the same kind of fiber, like a fiber supplement, your gut's going to be better but not spectacular. If you are changing it up and eating all these different foods, you're going to have the most beautiful gut you'd imagine. You also want to add fermented foods, because fermented foods are like Miracle-Gro for your gut bacteria. If you want them to stabilize quickly and grow really fast, it's bringing in unpasteurized sauerkraut, kefir, or any fermented food products that are on the market right now.
Okay. And so that's the digestion. What about the elimination?
Yeah, so what we eat says a lot, and what comes out says a lot of what's going in your digestive system. And we do want to make sure our elimination is as great as possible. And unfortunately, it's not always a conversation we want to have. So I'm going to have it with you so you guys can know what you need to do. So in general, you want to be eliminating at least once a day, up to 3 times a day. You want it to happen easily and quickly and without too much fuss. And you want it to be a solid bowel movement. Anything outside of that is something that needs some work, and a good probiotic can really help with that. If you're getting cramping or pain, if you are only going every few days, if you're going 6 or 7 times a day, that's a time to go into Ave Maria and ask the staff for some help, because there's a lot that we can do to get that better in balance. One of the easiest ways to know what your gut is doing is called a transit time test. And we all can do this at any time. All you have to do is eat a food that you can see. So that would be either beets or corn. And you want about a cup of it. Mm-hmm. Write down when you eat it, write down when you see it, and you're looking for 18 to 24 hours. That is golden transit time. That means your gut is just working tickety-boo beautifully. If it's under 12 hours, you might not be absorbing so well. If it's over 24 hours, then you might be holding on to things a bit too long.
Okay. So if we have really fast transit time and we're not getting into that 18 hours, are the digestive enzymes really going to help us get what we need from that?
It can help. So what happens with an under 12-hour transit time? You're probably seeing undigested food in your stool, and you're not absorbing your nutrients as well. We need to slow that down, and in the meantime, the enzymes can help break our food down faster so we can get more out of it. So somebody with a short transit time would do very well with both a probiotic and an enzyme.
Hmm. So especially at this time of year, but always, there's a lot of people with irritable bowel, IBS. How do we calm it down and relax it so that it can have better transition time?
Yeah, it's a big question for January, and my inbox is currently filled with people saying, I indulged over December, and now I need some help. I specialize in difficult digestive cases, and I can see how quickly guts can get into balance once we figure out what's going on. So one of the things is to look at food triggers. And if you have a very fast digestive system, looking for food triggers, what's causing food to move through really quickly, is important. Anecdotally, I usually see corn and lettuce being big problems, but it could be any food that you're eating regularly. So doing a bit of an elimination diet can help. If your transit time is really, really slow and food is really backed up, it might be that you need more water. It might be that you need more fiber. You also could have a food sensitivity. You might need a lot more bacteria. There's a lot that can be playing out. And what we want to do is soothe and calm down that digestive system. So clean up our diet a bit, bring in calming things like aloe vera juice or slippery elm. They can just kind of calm down that gut. And then just be really kind to it. Chew really well, eat really good foods, and enjoy really lovely, warming, cooked stews and soups and foods like that, because that's really easy on the digestive system.
So it's a lot easier for our digestive system to handle cooked food over raw.
Yes, absolutely, especially at this time of the year when it's cold outside, our body doesn't tolerate raw very well. But if you're dealing with any digestive issues, a salad is really, really hard on your gut. So bringing in more cooked foods, that traditional method of eating, can really, really help. It's not forever, but it is for right now.
Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of different ways, excretory systems, to get rid of toxins and wastes. So we've talked about the bowel. Can you talk a little bit about the bladder?
Yeah, because the bladder is an unsung hero. Our kidneys and our bladder move out all of the water-soluble toxins. And one of the causes of digestive issues, and especially a slow transit time, is dehydration. And when we're not fully hydrated, our kidneys can't move those toxins out properly. And one of the, it's so important to get water into our system that that's the reason why our colon slows down. Our body is trying to suck as much moisture as possible from our stool before eliminating it. So bringing in more water is really, really key. And it's really simple. You don't need to count the glasses of water. You need to look at your urine. And what you want is urine that's pale yellow to clear. And that means you're hydrated. And for some people, that's a liter or two of water a day. For others, it's six. It all depends on your lifestyle, your constitution, as well as how much you talk in a day. When I talk all day, I need a lot more water than a day that I'm sitting and being very quiet.
Okay. And we also, other ways to get rid of excrement, it would be blood and lymphatic system. They're also drawing out anything we don't need. How can we nurture those?
That's a great one, especially for this time of the year, because we're so much more sedentary in January. And a lot of people are looking for cleanses and detoxes, but this is actually not a great time to trigger a big, heavy cleanse. Our body likes that more in the spring and the fall. But in January, it's a really good time to just help the system work a bit better. And helping out your lymph is a really good idea. And your lymph moves when your muscles move. And that's why in January, we can help it out a little bit because we're not moving as much. It is this large system, three times bigger than our cardiovascular system, and it's right under our skin. And it moves out all of the toxins from our blood. It's like the garbage collectors of our blood, and it's an amazing system. An easy, easy way to get our lymph to help move it every day is with a practice called dry brushing. And you just get a natural bristle brush and you very gently do sweeping motions from your wrist to your shoulder, starting on your right, then you do your left, then you do your ankle to your hip on your right and ankle to your hip on the left. You want to be extra good with it, do little circles, and then jump in the shower, hot shower, going to cold shower, and you've done a lot for your lymph. Then through the day, anytime you move, anytime you bend, anytime you're just getting those muscles moving, you're going to move it even better. Sit down all day and you're making very, very tired and stagnant lymph.
What are some of the old traditional herbs that you can use to move the blood and the lymph?
Well, one of my favorite ways to just help the body detoxify is with a product called Florescence. Because Florescence is a natural, gentle tea. It's an old Ojibwe formula. And in it has many different herbs that all help different systems. And there's herbs in it that help the skin detox as well as the blood and the lymphatics to detox. It has things like watercress and sheep sorrel. Like, it's just a beautiful, beautiful blend. And that will help the whole body detox, including the lymph and the skin.
We're going to have to go to a quick break, Lisa. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about that formula, okay?